Turkey claims that Syrian government forces have used chemical weapons against Syrians. The allegations come despite a new UN report that says the insurgents may have used sarin in Syria. The Turkish Premier Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused the Syrian president of crossing the U.S. red line by using chemical weapons against his people. Erdogan said, according to Turkish intelligence, Syrian forces have fired missiles containing chemical material. However, he rejected reports that insurgents may have used chemical material, saying they have no access to such weapons. Erdogan called on Washington to take further steps against the Syrian government. His comments come days after UN investigator Carlo Del Ponte said there is evidence that militants fighting the Syrian government may have used sarin gas in Syria. Let's bring in Ibrahim Alouche from Zaytuna University, who joins us from Amman, Jordan, to share his thoughts on this. Ibrahim Alouche, why are we having Turkey join, for example, the UK in saying that the chemical weapons have been used by the forces of the Syrian government, when you have a UN investigator, Carlo Del Ponte, who has said it was the insurgents who used chemical weapons?
Good evening. I think there are two reasons for this most recent accusation. The first is the fact that chemical weapons used by insurgents in Syria and Khan al-Asal were provided to them by Turkey, actually. So Turkey is trying to cover up for the fact that it's providing these rebels with chemical weapons, especially after the most recent UN report. The second reason is the fact that the U.S. administration has said that if chemical weapons were used in Syria, then that would be enough grounds for the United States to interfere militarily and directly in Syria. So you have Turkey and the UK arguing that the Syrian regime has been using chemical weapons, thus providing the excuse for direct military intervention, in fact, providing an excuse for the most recent Israeli airstrike on Syria, and trying to hamper the possibility of a political solution in Syria, especially after the most recent meeting between Kerry and Lavrov. So this is meant to sabotage a political solution in Syria.
And talk about the meeting between the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Lavrov. We also know that the British Prime Minister David Cameron is being entertained by Vladimir Putin. Are we looking at a shift in approach by the West when it comes to the war on Syria?
Well, there's definitely an increasing tide towards accepting a political solution in Syria, but this has been going on and off for the last year or so, where you have forces within the West trying to reach some kind of agreement with Russia over Syria. At the same time, you have forces that are trying to pull back any possibility of a political solution, including the UK, which has said recently, actually in the last couple of days, that it's looking into convincing the EU to lift the ban on providing lethal aid to rebels within Syria. So the more the Syrian army succeeds in prevailing on the ground, and the more the rebels fail on the field, the more likely a political solution would be reached. On the other hand, the more there is lethal aid to the rebels, thus enabling them to penetrate certain regions or perform certain military tasks within Syria, the less likely there will be a political solution in Syria.
Thank you so much for that. We do appreciate it. Ibrahim Alouche there from Zaytuna University talking to us from Amman.